everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord is coming back, and he's going to take people by surprise. Everybody, I believe, will be taken by surprise. And I say that because the Lord said he returns at a time when they think not. And I have never seen such a time where people would normally think not. But now, I'm very excited about the return of the Lord in one sense. And I have a good life right now, and I want to see people get saved. That's my main thing. I know the Lord's going to return at the perfect time, and I trust that. That's why I'm excited. But it's also, you know, kind of bittersweet, because I want to see him return and I want people to go with him, but I want a heap of folks to go with. I want as many people possible to go with the Lord when he does return. And I'm also stoked, just like you would stoke a fire. I'm stoked about people getting saved and knowing God. Now, along the years that I've been doing God's word, as I drew near to him and he drew near to me, I learned things. I was telling my daughter, I had a peace and a joy that was tangible. I mean, I experienced a joy and peace that you could just wrap yourself up in. And this is at a time when things were not going my way. But I felt like a billionaire. And I didn't have a billionaire's finances. In fact, it was the opposite of that. I mean, I wasn't in $1 billion worth of debt, but I didn't have access to much. Everything that I got, I worked hard for it, and I enjoyed it. The Lord taught me. I was working for myself, and I was a good mechanic, but I wasn't the best businessman in the world. I learned that. Matthew chapter 5 helped me be a businessman. I was a man that would keep his word. And I didn't make the... I mean, just going back in time a little bit, just giving you a visual, I was a trained technician. I knew how to fix a car. That wasn't a problem. I was good at it. And I grew, it's a growing field, because you make mistakes and then you learn from them. And every time I learned something, I would adapt. That's where... In yesterday's broadcast, I was talking about wisdom. You know, we need love, holiness, and wisdom. Well, the wisdom came slower than the love and the holiness. We were made righteous, so all you have to do is walk in that. Jesus said, "Let your light therefore shine." He didn't say make it shine. He said, "Let it shine." Well, I let it shine. And, you know, I walked in the counsel of the Lord. That was easy. But then when it comes to love, he helped me to love people in adverse conditions. And I asked him to teach me how to love his people. I talk about that often, because if you get that backbone, you'll be able to do anything. If you can love God, you can trust God, you can have faith in him, you can believe him, and you can act on what you believe. Believing and trust, they are nouns. But when you act on it, now you're in faith. Faith is a verb. Faith is always a verb. Sometimes when you're in faith, faith is also a state of being. It's like the royal soldiers in Great Britain with those tall black hats. When they're on duty, they don't crack a smile. People try to make them laugh and show emotion, but they are steadfast doing that. That's how your faith is. Your faith is steadfast and unmovable. It's always current, just like electricity. When you turn the lights on, the lights stay on until you turn it off or the bulb goes out. The electricity is there, just like your faith. But your faith is better. Your faith doesn't ever change. From the time you believe on Jesus to eternity, your faith is in the own position when it comes to your salvation. Even in the worst, in the most adverse situation, your faith is still on, steadfast. It's a verb. When you believe God, the devils believe and tremble, but they didn't act on the word. They didn't stay in faith. They turned their faith off and became fallen angels. And then men that stays in the world, they don't get saved. Their faith is off. It never got turned on. When people go back to the ways of the world like Demas did, and like King Saul did, they went a variant way. They went away from the path of the Lord. They turned their back on the love of God. Their faith is off, and they are not in the kingdom of God. But when you have faith in the Lord, you stand. Nobody has to beg you to stand. Some people are weak and impressionable, and their faith is on the edge of the world. But as long as you're in faith, you're in Christ. So it's easy to walk in the love of God. If you walk in the love of God, you're going to be pure. The only way to satisfy the moral law is through one law, which is love your brother. My goal in this life is to love every soul, just like Jesus loved me. Not only my friends and the people that help me and the people that bless me and the people that speak good about me, but those that are my enemy. I love them too. You know, some people are evil. And I'm not lying and saying that they're not. Some people are evil and they don't have your best interest at heart at all. That's a fact. And if you don't run into it now, you'll run into it before Jesus returns. You're going to run into some evil men and women. Some people will do anything. So the counter to that is to love them. Walking in love. If you can master walking in love. And that's what Jesus said. I'm saying this because I got it from Jesus. The theme of what he told the seven churches is to walk in your first love. And don't fear, but walk in your first love. He told the church at Pergamos, you're going to go and the devil's going to throw you in prison and kill some of you, but don't be afraid. Perfect love casts out fear. The theme of what he said is so I talk about love a lot and how I learned it. Now, when I asked the Lord to teach me how to love his people, he taught me in a spiritual way. He did teach me things about people, but it was spiritual as much as it was verbal. He taught me like a father would teach his only son or his children, like a father would teach his dear children. He taught me how to love people. But he also gave me spiritual examples that I could not explain for the life of me. I just knew what to do, and I knew to be patient. All of the fruits of the Spirit was involved with me loving my brother. I learned temperance. Not the way people use the word temper. You have a temper. Actually, that's a false representation. The truth is, when a person is so angry and they're ready to fuss and fight, they've lost their temperance. Well, I learned to have temperance and not lose my temperance. I could control my emotions. I learned to control it. And it was real. It wasn't fake. It wasn't unfeigned love. It was true. I deeply loved the person or the people. And I sought to do them good anyway, as a way of life, not just to get out of trouble. So these things became very important to me. And I learned so many other things. I learned to be long-suffering. Some problems are not going to go away in 2 weeks. It's going to be there. People don't change that fast. And I knew it. But that didn't matter. I'm going to love them. My goal is to love them. My goal became to love them. And offenses would come. People would do things to test you, to offend you, to see if you were going to buck and see if your love is true. That's what Slim did. I realized it took me 20, 30 years to realize what was going on. He was older, and he Some people have never seen a young man dedicated to God. In fact, when I first got saved, a lot of people expected me to fall. They expected me to start running after the girls, or something foolish, or drinking, or partying with my friend. They knew I came out of a band and we played worldly music. And though we played worldly music, we tried to play the good music. We didn't play the derogatory music. We played good, but it was still worldly and we were still crazy. But we didn't do drugs and we didn't drink. And but they knew I came out of that, so they expected me to go back to it. But my faith was on. And sometimes people, they see so many people go astray that they brace themselves in case it happens. But I don't believe in doing people that way. Because if you have children, you need to believe in your children. It's like stabbing somebody in the back if you don't have any faith in them. Like you expect them to do wrong. I don't expect my children to do wrong. I expect them to do what I taught them. And I taught them to live with their eyes open. And I taught them things that the Lord, and I prayed for them because I know how things can seem. I said everything looks good from a certain point of view. But the word of God is that's what you got to keep your faith in. That's what you got to trust, or you're going to be miserable. I said, if you don't believe me, open your eyes and observe the people that do what you're tempted to do and see how it turned out. It always goes south 100% of the time. But when you do it God's way, you'll still have challenges, but it's a life that God is going to help walk with you, and your faith is on. And see, another problem is people are not learning. Wisdom is something you have to receive and adapt to. So walking holy is, we were given that through the blood. Jesus died for, we have a new nature. Now, we need the love of God and the wisdom of God to protect what he gave us and keep it safe. And the reason I put it that way is because I needed love. I needed to know how to love. If I could do that, I could do anything. And that's true. Now, I went to a holiness church. And holiness church is real important that you don't do this and don't do that. And that'll turn into salvation by works. Your attention will be on your performance. And it's not your performance that got you in the kingdom of God. We were made righteous. We just got to walk in it. We don't have to try to make ourselves righteous after Jesus washed our sins away. See, salvation by works, that's something that you can point to. If you got something that you can point to and say, I'm going to heaven, you're not going. But when you say, I'm saved by the blood of Jesus, you're going to heaven. You're in the kingdom of God in current times and your faith is on. In Paul's day, they tried to bring back salvation by works by putting rules and regulations on people. And I could read it to you. It's Colossians chapter 2. But Paul ended that chapter saying, touch not, taste not, handle not. If circumcision made you righteous and you got more faith in your circumcision, then you're not looking at the blood, you're looking at the circumcision, and you're not going to make heaven. That's what he's saying. He said, touch not, taste not, handle not. And they paint it up so pretty. They make it look so real. It seemed like it's so much dedication. But it's still salvation by works. It's not because the women don't wear pants. And God didn't care if they did wear pants. It's not because they don't wear jewelry and makeup, which women don't really need anyway. God made them beautiful. They don't have to do all that. But if they do, I don't believe that's going to curse you. And some people would disagree. But that's those things like that you need to take to the Lord. But I don't preach that. I don't preach that you're going to hell for wearing makeup or jewelry or whatever. If your faith is in the blood, you're in God's kingdom. And you know, what about the people that get saved and they, you know, people don't know everything, but do things because of the love of God, and dress modest. Now, that, you need to if a woman don't know how to dress, just pray. If you want to do what's right, walk in the light. And people that don't want to do what's right, they're not going to do what's right. But if you do what's right, just walk in the light. And all the questions you have and things that you want to, that, you know, God will help you with those things. I'm not the Holy Ghost policeman. And I've seen people do that. And it always ends up salvation by works. Trying to convince people to agree to not do this and not do that, then you're all right with God. That's baloney. It's the blood of Jesus. And if you walk in the love of God, you'll do what's right. You'll make yourself beautiful, but you won't make yourself revealing. You'll do what's right. And some people go, they we need the wisdom of God. Now, the wisdom of God takes more time to learn. Unless you fill your heart with the love of God. And when you fill your heart with the love of God, you become teachable. And you don't miss out, you don't miss the point as much. And you retain what God is saying. Some people hear from God, but they forget everything He say. They don't retain it well. But I promise you, as I drew near to the Lord and learned His ways, I was able to retain what He was saying. And it was beautiful. Now, incorporating the wisdom of God, I was talking about business. It took me a long time to make better business habits. So when I learned this joy, I went through a lot of problems because I was not a very good businessman. I was just a man that would keep his word. If I said I was coming, I was coming. And people tried to get me, they trusted the fact that I would be there. They would try to get me to promise that I was coming on a certain day. And I would always try to tell, I don't think I can make it. I got too much happening. I still do that now. And people, they try to get you to give your word so you'll make yourself be there. And that, when you do mechanic work, things happen. You may not get the parts you need. You may not be able to finish what you're doing today. And you can't. I try my best to manage time. It's not easy. Everything can go smoothly and a bolt might break. You got to drill that out and tap it. And you got to do it perfect for it to work. And you got to give people a good product. You can't just throw stuff together and skip somebody. You have to. So it was tough. My average day was it would stress some people out. But I was not stressed out because I had the Lord. I had His peace and I had His joy, and I asked Him. I used to ask Him to teach me how to deal with things and how to deal with people, and it worked. Now, with that being said, we have to draw near to the Lord. There's so much that He'll teach us personally. When that's not in place, then your life is more vulnerable. But when that's in place, you're going to love how things work. And people, and I see so many Christians sad. They're missing out. They don't thrive in that kind of joy. That I don't like that. I want to see God's people thriving. When men of God get in competition, I hate when that happens. Because they'll turn you off. If you say something that the Lord taught you, they get jealous. I hate that. I know that God is going to resist that, and they're going to live in a stalemate. And I see that too often. But those that draw near to the Lord and they're teachable, they want to know Him. They are the ones that God can bless. That's what I'm after. And I want to see God move in our lives. It's not reasonable to see God's people sad that way. When the Holy Ghost came to guide us into all truth. Now, I said the other day that I was going to share some of the writings that God had given in yesterday's broadcast. And I'm reading this. I sent this one to my daughter. And this one kind of stood. I remembered it when I wrote it. And this was a word of warning Let me put my glasses on. Okay, this is called A Word of Warning to the Humble. And I did this one came to me back in 1993. And the Lord was saying, consider not the destruction that's coming. Consider not the pain that the ways of man and Satan and the worldly ways are bringing. Yes, the wind has been sown and the whirlwind is coming. It will frighten many, many with fear. Many will count their losses. They will be helpless to the coming problems because of the evil ways of men. For they are still promoting and adding to the whirlwind. Everyone who follows me not, saith the Lord, is contributing to it. And it's coming. It's coming with wrath. And this is not my judgment on mankind. For that's coming later. This is the fruit of man's choice. Satan presented the wrong choices, promoted the evil way, and man chose it. They chose it together. My people tried to warn the world, but they wouldn't receive their witness. But my people should have been the example. They refused to be my example before the world. In their ways, they blended with... They blended with and joined the world. They chose not to be bold and be who they really are. Did they seek me? They did not. Did they ask my counsel? Not many. They were taught not to seek me, but walked by sight doing whatever they thought was right. They still do. How many will give up from their ways and follow my perfect ways? How many do you think come to me with a humble heart saying, whatever your will, I will do it. And I'll let nothing hinder me from doing your will. I know I need your help, for I'm helpless. If you lead and establish me in the center of your will, I'll do it. I'll do all you lead me to do. I will obey you at all times. I will learn to love all of your ways and without any reservation before you. Help me obey you, my Lord. I'm ready and I choose to obey. And then the Lord said, if my people collectively follow me with this sincere attitude, I can solve every world problem and they will bring Satan to justice. But my people ignorantly fall for Satan's deception. He divides them when they should be the foremost example of unity. It should be said, let's be at union like God's folks. Yea, those who believe Jesus. Satan leads them to be at strife. And they war and compete with each other. Brother against brother. Sister against sister. From the leaders on down, they work mischief together. Some are concerned about looking foolish for promoting love. They walk away from their brother for pride's sake. Yes, they allow strife and Satan's confusion to remain. They segregate and start churches and preach against each other. This is worldly. What does the world see? It is not the same thing. Why? It's because my own people know me not, saith the Lord. I can only say very few. And I do mean very few are familiar with me. My people know not who I am or how I think. They have their own way of thinking and is foreign from me. I set my people up to be a light and they chose darkness every way of man. They run the churches like a business, a man business. They say they can't do my will without man's help and man's approval. My anointing is greater than any man, saith the Lord. My people have become religious like the Pharisees. They let the leaven take over. They are like Sadducees in their heart. They esteem the ways of men too high. But their private ways won't work in these days. For the whirlwind is coming, and it will backlash every false way. And it won't and can't stand against truth. Yes, all who follow my Holy Spirit of truth and do whatever I say promptly, without reserves, will be blessed and ever prosper in the midst of a society full of problems and destructions. I will give my people who follow me the answers of life. I will show them the truth and cause them to do all to stand and bring them to success in every way of life. They'll be rich but not covetous. They'll be a light in a very dark world. They will unify in harmony. They will work together well, and it will be said, why don't we unify and work together like God's people who follow him? Yea, those who believe on and follow Jesus Christ, they will be the light and set the example, saith the Lord. I will bring them to success and cause them to be world leaders. Yes, my people will overcome and set in order many problems in the earth and repair much destruction. They will lead many multitudes to me till I come and take them home, and take them all home. I love my people. I cherish them, one and all, even the hard-headed ones. But I will use the soft-hearted, humble, trusting, obedient ones to show off my glory and set things in order. Amen. Yes, I will cause my people to be rich, but they won't be vulnerable. They will cause people to feel comfortable with them, and they will freely help them. They won't trust money. They'll use it for doing good and blessing their brother man. They will esteem human life much higher than the false security of money. They love me and follow me. They trust me enough to obey and commit all they have to my direction. And they will rejoicingly, gladly, and promptly give according to my direction. And they will be willing to give up and submit all they own to me. They fear not poverty. They know me. This type of man will rebuke the whirlwind that's ready to come. I will give my people my wisdom, causing them to do the impossible. And that they will do. Nothing will stop them. They are divinely protected and indestructible in me, saith the Lord. Yes, my seal is upon them. Let not anyone touch the least of my anointing. In this day I won't tolerate the haughty pride of man against my people. Whatever anyone speaks against them will come on them. If anyone tries to kill them, they will die, saith the Lord, and I'll see to it. Judgment. My judgment will come on them promptly. I mean business in this day. Let my people follow me. Those that do so will be amazingly blessed in the midst of an evil day. Many who witness it will change and follow me as well. These are innocent people with humble hearts and minds. I'll go the extra mile for them, but the darkness of my people will be exposed for what it is. I'll expose it. These are days that everyone will be exposed for what he is, good or bad. Amen. These are the days of change and restitution. This is it. Don't fool around in this day. Do what's real. Do what lasts. Do what counts. Do what makes a difference. For it is the only way. Follow me. Do nothing less, saith the Lord. Why should you throw your life away to the mercy of a whirlwind of destruction? Receive my warning, counsel, instruction, and direction, for I love you. And step out of this worldly mess, for I have provided a better way, a higher way, a holy way, the way of wisdom and love. Yes, I have given unto you my truth, my help, my encouragement, my word, that all will be well with as you faithfully follow my leading. But you'll have to trust me. It is your reasonable service. I did nothing to cause you not to trust me. I expect you to trust me. Let every man who will trust me, trust me. That man will be delivered in the very face of those who don't. So receive my words of love and warning and come. Come and follow my new leading, which is old and ancient like me, but new to all who walked on the ways of man. But new to all those who walked on in the ways of man, the ways of deception. Follow me, saith the Lord. Give me all. Let me take over, and you will see true peace in the midst of the greatest world storm this world has ever seen. Miss out on it. Join me and live. I am God Almighty, and these are my words. Let my people hear them. Amen. I'm going to send this to my pastor. And this is a word of warning to the humble. Now, God loves us, and he cares about us in every way of man. And he has things to say to his people. And when we take God at his word and obey him, then he can make a difference. Now, this is something that you have to understand, and it's very important.